Tommy, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound. while back in the States.
Right. Santa Hound here with Bringing Your Good Cheer. That was Santo and Johnny with Twistin' Bells, the Rockin' Stockings featuring Billy Lee Riley and Yulesville, The Ventures Sleigh Ride, and this is it. This is the Hound's Xmas Extravaganza.
It just seems to come sooner and sooner every year, folks. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's already X as far as I'm concerned.
I think it's August. Anyway, what do we got for you today? We got got a lot of stuff. We got Sleepy Le Beef tickets to give away. We got a Christmas bomb. We got a Christmas hillbilly hangover. Christmas
soul caboose. A unifying theme throughout
Christmas
all this.
Christmas blues hangover. We might have a Christmas surf hangover if I get to it. A ton of these records that I only play once a year. Thank God.
And when you do, they bring faint cheer.
Yeah, we got Christmas news. And what, you know, once again, it's Christmas time, and we were not besieged by Christmas presents from the listeners, Bruce.
Yeah,
not one this year.
No readily signable contracts of any kind.
Yeah, well, we'll torture them. Yeah. All right, let's go right into it with Tommy Lee and the Orbits and their very fine Christmas record.
Children calling Santa Claus. All good children calling Santa Claus.
It was the night before Christmas. Everyone was quiet as a mouse.
You gotta be rock and rolling, rock and rolling. Rock and rolling with Santa Claus. It was the night before Christmas. Everybody was quiet as a mouse. Rock and rolling, you gotta be rock and rolling. All the cats were filled with glee.
15 shopping days till Christmas. Hurry up and get yours done. Then you'll find that you'll have time to also have a little fun.
While walking down the road Christmas morning, I saw a reindeer with his nose all red.
Rudolph!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Come to God's lid.
All right.
Oh, well, now then, how the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, are you go down in history?
The gum's lid.
Oh, sure.
Oh, well, now then, how the reindeers loved him. I had shouted out with glee. I Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Are you go down in history? Are you go down in history? Are you go down in history?
Christmas means peace and goodwill to all men.
Observe the real spirit of Christmas.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the place, not a creature was stirring or showing his face. The stockings were hung on the chimney with care, with everyone hoping they'd be getting their share. The kids were upstairs, asleep in their sacks, dreaming of king-size Santa Claus packs. I was dressed in pajamas, my feet without shoes. I was settling down for a long winter snooze. Went out on the lawn, I heard such a clatter. I jumped out of bed and yelled, hey, what's the matter? I went to the window, opened the blind. Man, I thought I was losing my mind. My eyes were popping, cause what should appear but a miniature sleigh with eight reindeer. Had a little old driver, so lively and quick. Well, bless my bones, it was old Saint Nick. And up to the rooftop, he flew in his sleigh with the red-nosed reindeer leading the way. A bundle of toys flung on his back. He had a whole toy store right in his sack. He was chubby and plump, a fat little elf. He's been eating regular, I said to myself. The wink of his eye soon gave me to know that he thought I was an okay Joe. He said not a word, but quick as a light, he filled all the stockings that were in sight. I offered him a snack, he said, man alive, I would like to, but I got a long way to drive. Laying his finger on the side of his nose, like a helicopter up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, and cracking his whip, off he went like a rocket ship. I heard him say as he flew from sight, Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Oh, Mr. Benny, it's my turn now. Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
everybody.
Now, Merry Christmas!
And a twisted New Year.
Yeah, we've been twisted.
And a twist.
No, oh, yeah.
Through the summertime, twisting heartaches all about.
Watch out!
Yep, yep, yep.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello. Is this Batman?
Yes.
I have a singing telegram for you.
How nice. Sing away.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Woof, woof, woof. Anyway, this is the hound. This is... this is Santa Hound. When a hound is off this week, yeah. That'll fool him. Where are we? That was Chuck Blevins' Sleigh Bell Rock. We heard the Marcells' Merry Twistmas, the Davis Sisters' Christmas Boogie, the Cadillacs' Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Hepsters' Rock and Roll with Santa. We opened up with Tommy Lee and the Orbits' Jingle Rock. I think that's the same Tommy Lee as in Motley Crue.
I don't know.
Probably not. Anyway, you know, we don't have any renouncements.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably none.
No, there's plenty to renounce. Sleepy LaBeef versus the world tonight.
Sleepy LaBeef is playing tonight. We'll get tickets to give away for that as soon as we think of an apropos question.
Look, I don't know about the Hound, folks, although I'd say it's a fair assumption, but I dig the most. It's Sleepy the most. He's really amazing.
Well, he didn't show for me. I ain't showing for him.
Okay. Fat pig. Understood.
Worthless white trash pork face.
Gee whiz.
Hey, I'm getting sick of getting no-showed. Santa's not here either.
He is one of rock's most prominent Franco-Americans.
Santa's coming later.
Oh, okay. Miss Sally.
How about it?
The red-headed reindeer, Santa's little helper. How's the nog?
It's good. It tastes good.
So, it's news time, I believe.
Oh, God. Already?
Already.
It also seems to come up sooner and sooner every year.
Every week.
Uh-huh.
It's only Wednesday, and it's August.
Well, I got a good one to start off with. No one else is ready.
No one else is
ready. It's from
ready.
The sex, animal, and food desk.
My three favorite things.
Okay, women bathes with pig and noodles for free tickets. A country music fan was in hog heaven after after a bath.
Is there something unusual about this story?
Noodles and a 6-month-old pig won her tickets to see her favorite star.
Who is her favorite star?
Sleepy
I'm a
LaBeef.
Big Clint Black fan, said Karen Herring.
Excellent.
So, while about 100 people looked on, Ms. Herring, clad in a French maid's costume, plunged into the bathtub with a pig named Clint.
Wow.
Well, is there some kind of, like, mandatory humiliation that we have to put the listeners through in order to win Sleepy LaBeef tickets? I guess we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Folks, we're preparing the vat now.
They get into a vat of brown rice and Sleepy LaBeef.
Uh-huh.
I see Bruce has not prepared a news story.
Look, folks.
Well, I got a news story. You know, this is really depressing. Any cab drivers out there? Jeff the Chef left a whole box of 45s in a cab Sunday night before the Soul Club. So if you see seen a box of Soul 45s...
Like unbelievably excellent Soul and R&B 45s
there's
running excellent, by.
You wouldn't want it all.
They're not worth any money either.
But there is an excellent reward for them, and it's you can call here and I'll get a hold of Jeff for you. Ha ha. So there was a few missing. Sorry, Jeff. 6787743. Let me grab the...
The news filet? No, the renouncement.
I don't know what's going on.
Sinus wants to resume
Who's
shooting
cats? Tramps? He didn't show
folks,
either.
Folks, you know the way that, like, the straight press, shall we call them, the regular news people, they never do follow-ups on your favorite stories. You never find out, like, what happened later, except maybe on Paul Harvey. You remember we covered the cat shooting debacle in New Orleans early in the year?
Yes, I do remember that, Bruce.
Well, here's the follow-up to it. An Army neurosurgeon is pleading for permission to resume laboratory tests that involve shooting cats in the head, but animal rights activists say the research is useless and cruel. Go figure. The activists are delaying important work that could reduce U.S. combat deaths in the event of war, Dr. Michael Carey said Thursday. So I guess it's all-out war on cats.
I have a solution.
He conducted the cat shooting research starting in 1983, but congressional suspension prompted by activists was imposed 13 months ago. So there you go.
I have a solution to the problem.
Yeah?
I volunteer.
You call this a problem?
I volunteer my cat, Ruby, to be shot in the head, and I'll even deliver her to New Orleans.
Well, I volunteer my marksmanship.
That's it. Bruce will shoot Ruby in the head.
What is he willing to do? Is he willing to do noodles? Or
yeah, noodles and pigs. I think he should shoot country and western music fans in the head.
Well... If we don't...
So much for follow-ups in the news.
It looks like another news story. Go ahead. Jump on that. You want me to
she
do
just
it?
She wants to wave it around and walk.
Well, it's not a Christmas story, but backed up sewer lines at northern terminus at the northern terminus of Florida's Turnpike revealed that toll collectors flushed receipts down the toilet and pocketed motorists' money. Sewer repairmen found that a sea of toll tickets in the septic tank was blamed for the clogs. Three toll collectors were charged with theft. Want another names?
Yeah.
Val, Lily, and Rose. Rose Storks. All of Wildwood, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The turnpike extends from Orlando to south of Miami. Okay, we got... Oh, this is a good one. Everybody loves this one. And it hasn't been reissued, so nobody else can play it.
So but that means you got to play, like, some weird sound effect over it so nobody...
No, we got Murray the K to introduce it for us. Come on in here, Murray.
Y'all a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah for all you soul people, and may we tell you out there that we've got some great sounds for you tonight, and our entire cast wishes you a very happy holiday, ain't that right? We're from all parts of the world, from London, England, from Brooklyn. Right now, we've got some more sounds.
You know what, Pop?
What's that, son?
Christmas just isn't going to be the same this year.
Well, why is that?
socket to me, Santa, just bring me a bag. Christmas just won't be a drag. Santa's got a brand new bag. Don't you dare let those chimneys bring you down. You got to spread those toys all over town. My socket's all hung so you can see. Don't hit me up, Santa, lay some toys on me. Socket to me, Santa, you know where it's at. Socket to me, Santa, I want a baseball bat. Drag, Santa's got a brand new bag. I said, come on, dancer, come on, prancer. A brand new Santa's got to be the answer. Come on, Comet, and come on, Cupid. Don't just stand there looking stupid. Ah! He's got lots of toys, but no time for trash. Socket to me, Santa. Oh, he's dressed real nice from his head to his toe. Socket to me, Santa. He's lost a little weight, but his jet is still rolled. Socket to me, Santa. Socket to me, Santa. You heard what I said. Socket to me, Santa. Come on, bring me a sled. Christmas gift won't be a drag. Cause Santa's got a brand new band.
This is your Merry Christmas Station.
ملت ایران عید کریسمس را از صمیم قلب به دوستان امریکای خود تبریک گفته و موفقیت و سعادت آن ملت عظیم را خواهانند.
A holiday greeting from ancient Persia, now Iran, the land of the three wise men. We join our friends in Iran and you at home in the celebration of this most joyous Christmas season and wish all of you God's bounty for the new year.
And you just hear what Junior says, it won't be a song. Everybody's happy and a boo boo Christmas to you. Rock and roll your blues away. It's a happy time of year. Have yourself a holiday. The time for fun is here. Everybody's happy and a boo boo Christmas to you. Rock, rock, rock. Everybody's happy and a boo boo Christmas to you. Everybody's happy and a boo boo Christmas to you. Everybody's happy and a boo boo Christmas to you.
Everybody's happy and a boo boo Christmas
to you. Yes, we agree with our friends in Norway, the land of the midnight sun. Everyone, but everyone, is saying Merry Christmas. We wish you and yours the merriest of Christmases and the brightest of New Year.
Santa brought me. Before I got to the bottom of the stairs, I saw a sight that made me yield the air. I saw a rock and roll Santa. Woo! A you what was going on. He said, come on, boy, let's get real gone. I take off your slippers and put on your shoes, 'cause then he's gonna show you how to vibe the blues. I'm gonna rock and roll, Santa. Rock and roll, Santa. Woo! Rock and roll, Santa. Rock and in a bobbing away. Woo! A shoulder and he said, let's go. I'm going to take it down to the picture show. Yeah, rock and roll, Santa. Woo! Rock and roll, Santa. Woo! Rock and roll, Santa. Rocking in a bobbing away.
Yes, whether you're spending your holiday in the land of the Mikado or here at home, as our Nipponese friends say, we send you our sincerest wishes for a bright and merry Christmas season and a warm and successful new year.
Christmas, everybody!
With gifts for everyone. Flash, spread the news far and wide that Santa Claus is ready to ride.
Dear Santa,
Back in the States.
It's Santa Hound.
Oof, oof.
For your rock and roll Christmas pleasure. That was Cordell Jackson, Rock and Roll Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We are Detroit Junior, Christmas Day. Little Joey Farr, Rock and Roll Santa. Bobby and Booby, Cool Cool Christmas.
Which is which? I don't know.
We opened up with Bob Seger and The Last Herd with their very best Mitch Ryder imitation, Sockatimmy Santa.
That's just breathtaking. I want a baseball bat.
Everybody did something good once in their life, and that was his moment in the sun, I believe.
I guess so.
Should we...
Moment under the mistletoe.
Yeah, should we go back to some news?
Holiday felicitation type thing.
Man dweth that quithmeth elf injured during parachute jump.
You grab my stuff.
This is in Quincy Massachusetts. You want to do it?
Well, no, it's just back to back. I mean, it wouldn't be the holiday season without people dressed as in holiday gear getting hurt or hurting others.
Right. A parachutist dressed as a Christmas elf lost control and landed on a moving car in front of thousands of spectators at a Christmas festival.
Who applauded wildly, I hope.
Robert J. Humphrey of Holbrook, a.k.a. Mr. Fun, was hospitalized after he was carried by a wind squall from his intended target, Faxon Field. Landed on a moving car Saturday. More than 1,000 spectators were gathered to watch the annual Christmas parachute jump sponsored by Quincy Christmas Festival Committee.
Mm-hmm.
He was falling at 30 miles an hour when he hit the car, bounced into the street. Humphrey, 39, was to spend Sunday night at Quincy Hospital where he was being treated for a broken knee, a broken leg, and bruises.
Curly-toed shoes.
Humphrey said in a telephone interview that children already were sending him get-well cards.
Mm-hmm.
Parachutists dressed as Santa Claus and other elves landed safely.
Oh, what a sight to see.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you want...
More Christmas malevolence, Mr. Hound?
Yes, we have another idiot dressed as Santa Claus.
A firefighter driving Santa to a Christmas party at a fire station Saturday crashed his truck through a station wall, injuring 11 people.
We had to get there fast.
There it is. Deli run, you know? The injured, including a 2-month-old baby, were taken to hospitals, police dispatcher Steve Mauser said. The truck hit two cars parked outside the Moyers Corners Fire Department in the Syracuse suburb of Clay, sending one car through the wall ahead of the truck and into a banquet room, startling 50 people waiting for Santa to appear through the door.
Look what he's driving.
I don't think the kids knew what was going on. They were shocked, Mauser said. Chicago, the driver, and the hired Santa, 25-year-old David Evans, were not injured. Police were investigating the accident. No charges were filed.
I didn't give him any of my eggnog.
No, if you had, I think he would have gone through the other wall.
Yeah, straight through the
wall. Powerful stuff, Miss Sally. Powerful stuff.
Oh, boy. Let's see.
Put a kink in my rocker.
So... I guess we'll go through some kind of announcement. Sleepy LaBeef is at Flannery's Bar, which is the Strip, 205 West 14th Street tonight. We do have tickets to give away
for
that. Not
your parents' rec room, but an incredible simulation.
A little later. Boozu Chavis at Tramps. Like the guy, hate the club.
Yeah, let the buyer beware.
I'm looking. I don't see anything.
On the nog there?
World Famous Blue Jays, Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. For free at the Lone Star Cafe.
Yeah, you can't beat that with a rock.
But Boozu's wife does sell underwear with Boozu's name on the butt.
Boozu didn't show.
Cool. Mm.
Shorts,
I don't like him.
Doesn't.
How come fat people never show up at the Hound Show?
Hey, man, quit distancing.
That's the trivia question.
Oh, it's a question of opinion, is it?
No.
We're getting ahead of
ourselves.
There's
got to be one answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, I'm headed.
Maybe we should get behind ourselves and push.
I'm headed to Florida tomorrow, so this is
good for you. I'm headed to Virginia.
This next set is for me.
Okay,
got our Christmas surf hangover.
You'll be surfing in the Chesapeake.
Christmas for Grammys. We're gonna kick it off with Trashman.
Good place to start. Surf down without a coat.
Santa Claus and his eight reindeer doing the watch to see. There was little Annie and a
rock and roll band. And by the back door, the English boy singing, I wanna hold your hand. Oh, Johnny Rivers and Mabel Lee, and a chick called Peggy Sue. And everybody's heard about the bird. Well, he was even there too, with a ho 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 in his big round belly, shaking all over like a bowl full of jelly. You should have seen those reindeer prance the night they taught old Santa to dance. Well, he laughed so hard and he laughed so loud, and he kept on dancing until he woke all the kids, and they had to come up to that house on a blueberry hill. And then he opened up his big bag of toys with a something for everyone. And he said, kind of smile with a twinkle in his eye, well, I've never had so much fun. With a ho, ho, ho in his big round belly, shaking all over like a bowl full of jelly. You should have seen those reindeer prance the night they taught old Santa to dance. Then he jumped in his sleigh and he cracked his whip and disappeared from sight. But over the treetop sleigh bells played a rock and roll song that night. And now they say that Santa Claus land is a really something to see, 'cause all of his boys are making his toys to the beat of the Washington Sea. Yeah, all of his boys are making his toys to the beat of the Washington Sea, 'cause all of his boys are making his toys.
I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you and your friends and family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You'll be hearing from me in 88.
I screwed it up. Try it again.
Hi, this is Brian Wilson. I'd like to take this opportunity
Sorry.
To wish you and your friends and family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You'll be hearing from me in 88.
I want to meet Santa Claus or be a real Santa. I want to meet Santa Claus or be a real Santa. I want to see Santa Claus or be a real Santa. He wants to meet old Santa Claus. I took my brother to the department store. He wanted to show Santa his Christmas list.
Yes, we agree with our friends in Norway, the land of the midnight sun. Everyone, but everyone, is saying Merry Christmas. We wish you and yours the merriest of Christmases and the brightest of New Year.
Shut up now.
good children calling Santa Claus. All good children calling Santa Claus.
Surfers, don't you fear, 'cause Santa's here. Oh, Santa, you know what I want for Christmas. Oh, well, now, Santa, well, you know what I want this year. Oh, will you please be nice to me and bring a surfboard 9'3"? Oh, Christmas is near, it only comes once a year. My boat one day last summer. Oh, it had 10 dings in the sides and the rails. The skeg was busted off Santa. Some baggies and a customized Woody. Well now, Santa, just listen what I gotta say. Oh, I'll give up the honeys and the parties too. And I'll be a loyal fan of the Rudolph and you. I'd ask for no more. So Santa, now don't you fear. Off Santa, I know what I want for Christmas. Oh well, Santa, oh well, you know what I want this year. Oh, oh, will you please be nice to me and bring a surfboard 9'3"? Oh, Christmas is near and it only comes once a year. Oh, won't you listen? I'll ask for no more. So Santa, now don't you fear. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Christmas is coming, better shop now. Oh, Christmas is coming, better shop now. Oh.
Well, Santa, you've been watching all the good girls and boys. So I've been a good boy, but I've outgrown toys. And there's still something, Santa, you can leave for me. Put it right under my Christmas tree. And that's a sock. So Santa Claus, the rest is all up to you. Oh, I hope you'll make my biggest Christmas wish come true. For a and talk. I'm even hanging up a super extra large sock. So Santa Claus, the rest is all up to you. I hope you'll make my biggest Christmas wish come true. For a
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Ho, ho, ho. It's Santa Hound. WFMU, East Orange, by the way.
No question about it.
That was our Xmas for Grammys and Ho-Dads set. We never did a Christmas surf set before.
Perhaps we never will again.
Didn't exactly light up the phones.
Uh-huh.
We had some Trashman bookends there. Counting backwards, the Trashman Real Live Doll, the Surfaris when their Dennis Wilson tribute Surfers Christmas list. Untamed Youth, Santa's gonna shut him down.
How bad?
The Beach Boys, Santa's Beard. A bad Brian Wilson promo spot that took three times to cue.
Yeah, it was worth it. What did we hear from him in 88?
His solo album.
Oh, that's right.
And we opened up with the Trashmen in Dancing with Santa Claus.
Yes, folks, you know the best surf bands do not have a coast.
Yeah, or surfboards.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's see. We got a nice think piece here about breast implants from the Post.
Mm-hmm.
We'll save that for later.
Okay.
Okay. Newport, Virginia. A man can... This is from... Is that near where you're from? Newport News, Virginia?
No.
No?
Not really.
Oh.
It
sounds like something
state,
you... It sounds like something you would do, though. A man was convicted of killing another man in a feud that began a month earlier when the victim belched at him over the telephone.
Now, are you saying that something... It sounds like something that I would do in that I would belch or I would kill somebody for doing so?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. Wayne S.
Enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Wayne S. Davis could get up to 22 years in prison when he is sentenced next month. Davis shot Howard R. Helmick, a.k.a. Gassy, on March 22nd when Helmick was, hitting his car with a baseball bat. He started it by burping, Davis testified. He stuck his nose in my business. Davis's relationship with his girlfriend was souring when he called her apartment on February 26th to talk about it. A friend of the woman testified that she and Helmick, her boyfriend, were at the apartment and that Helmick took the telephone and burped into it, then hung up. A few minutes later, Davis kicked in the door and asked, "Who burped on the phone?"
"Do that to me."
Helmick admitted he was responsible and a fight ensued.
Not a shrewd move.
Over the following weeks, the two continued to argue, and that's where the story ends.
They continued to argue and beat up each other's cars.
You and Klein would have both been dead a couple of times if that happened.
Yeah, well, he's got his little...
You know who would be dead a thousand times over is Chris Cush of the Mojo Guitar Empire. He is the belchinest guy I've ever met.
Speaking of Klein, we got a little think piece here.
And guitars.
Klein sent this, and, it's a little tremolo unit.
You know those little widgets, folks, that you musicians, those little talent substitutes that you get and, like, you know, sort of plug things into?
Well,
you hit the little foot pedal and the light goes on and it sounds different.
Right, and for people who don't know what tremolo is...
Allow me to demonstrate.
Right, the sound at the end of Rumble, the fate of Link Res Rumble. Okay, Boss PN2 tremolo. Twin Peaks fans rejoice. The PN2...
God.
Creates rich tremolos similar to those ones heard on the hit TV show's theme. There was a time they would be using Link Ray's name to sell one of these things.
We've lived too long.
We're too old and stupid.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, we got some Sleepy LaBeef tickets to give away. We're going to give away the first pair right in a minute. I got to think. What was the question?
I give up. What was the question? How are they going to fit Sleepy LaBeef on the stage at the new strip? I don't know.
How much does 1 pound of Sleepy LaBeef weigh? 6787743.
Oh, here's your chance to see just how stupid you can be with us.
And here's our Hillbilly Christmas Hangover with Ernest Tubbs. Send this one out to Billy and Miriam.
Merry Texas Christmas to all. Sunny and bright, may your hearts be happy and light. Merry
Texas
Christmas you are.
We have no jingle bells or sleigh to display on Christmas Day. There's not much snow down Texas way,
but we sure mean it when we say
a merry Texas Christmas you are.
You are.
Merry Texas Christmas you are.
You are.
May your days be sunny and bright.
May your hearts be happy and light.
Merry Texas Christmas you are. You gushing all well or two,
and say hi there and wishing you a merry Texas Christmas you are.
San Antonio and Houston,
merry Texas Christmas you are.
From Fort Worth and Dallas too,
may your days be sunny and bright.
May your hearts be happy and light.
Merry Texas Christmas you are. Merry Texas Christmas you
have a winner.
Hey, Joe. Sounds like an Indian war party out there at the barn.
It's not a war party. It's a crowd of settlers with torches.
Hey, Paul, better get a rifle.
Huh? Well, not so fast, boss.
Let me have a look.
There they are! Let them have it!
Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas, neighbors.
Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be some hard times this year. No tree or stockings or presents. Just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new frigid air for Mama. No toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him. Quit his job last Friday. Cashed his last paycheck. And Ma ain't seen a cent. The cupboards are empty. The phone's turned off. Where we gonna come up with the rent? We ain't seen Daddy for 2 days and nights. Tommy's pa said he saw him at the track. Daddy, lay down that bottle. If you hear my prayer, your mama and me want you back. Dad wrecked the family car. They arrested him and threw him in the tank. We'll get you out Christmas morning if we can raise a bail. Daddy, please don't take another drink. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be no happy new year. No tree or stockings or presents. Just bottles of Christmas. No new frigid air for Mama. No toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him.
This is Pia Zadora. Here's to a very Merry Christmas and a...
Excuse me, miss, but do you have any blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree? I want some blue Christmas lights just as blue as me. The one set me free, but I've still got her memory. Give me blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree. Pardon me, but do you have any
blue Christmas lights? Blue they gotta be. Christmas lights, for that's how you left me. Although, sweetheart, you're far away,
kiss your picture Christmas Day under blue Christmas lights on my Christmas tree. I'll have a blue Christmas, 'cause you're not here with me.
Three more days, Christmas shopping days, get on the run, see that it's done. Three more shopping days till Christmas.
To do the things together that we used to do. Now it's Christmas when you left me, and now spirits make me blue. I can't have a Merry Christmas, Merry without you. Last Christmas, just hoping you'd be true. My friends all say I'm crazy, honey, but I still believe in you. So I've kept that old tree of mine with the lights top pretty blue. I can't have a Merry Christmas, Merry without you. Don't send me Christmas greetings or gift wrapped in blue. Just bring yourself, my darling, and make my dreams come true. For last night I dreamed old Santa Claus said that you were lonesome too. I can't have a Merry Christmas, Merry without you. I can't have a Merry Christmas, Merry without you.
Good night, Susie.
Good night, hon.
Good night, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas, darling. Merry Christmas to you, Pa.
Yes, sir. A Merry Christmas to you, Paul.
And a Merry Christmas to you, boys. Many, many more. Oh, be sure to put out the candles before you go to bed. I'll just stay out here on the porch for a spell.
Good night, Pa.
Good night, son.
Good night, Paul.
What a wonderful starry sky. This is the time for stars. Christmas. They live together up there so brightly, peacefully. The way people should on Earth. Merry Christmas, all you shining stars. Merry Christmas, world.
Santa had a cup of coffee and he ate a little snack. Throwed his old pack right over his back. Opened the window of his little shack and shouted, "Oh, Dasher and Dancer, Vixen and Blitzen, come on here. We're gonna get it going and spread some cheer. So limber your legs and sharpen your hooves, 'cause tonight is the night we're gonna jump to the roofs." Well, the reindeer, they were so proud and grand to take another trip all over the land. They jumped right into their proper place to get hepped up for that midnight race. Santa, he shook off the ice and snow, boarded his sleigh and then yelled, "Let's go." All the little toys were happy too, because they were so bright and new. A little piano then started to play. Old Santa began to swing and to sway. Thought he heard a toy drum start to beat, but he found it was the rhythm of the reindeer's feet. The reindeer boogied in the middle of the road. "Tonight we have a mighty big load. Don't boogie to the left, no boogie to the right. Do the reindeer boogie this Christmas Eve night." In the middle of the road, tonight we have a mighty big load. Don't boogie to the left, no boogie to the right. Do the reindeer boogie this Christmas Eve night.
And meanwhile, back in his deets.
Right. This is Santa Hound, and that was our Christmas hillbilly hangover. Hank Snow and the Reindeer Boogie was that last noise you heard. Counting backwards, Jerry Lee Lewis, "I Can't Have a Merry Christmas Without You." Buck Owens, "Blue Christmas Lights."
I can't have a Merry Christmas without Jerry Lee either.
Commander Cody, "By Request, Daddy's Drinking Up Our Christmas." He's at the Lone Star tonight. And we opened
but not with Bill Kirchin.
Yeah, we opened up with Ernest Tubb, "Merry Texas Christmas, Y'all." Y'all. And Santa's Little Helpers are back.
Weaving their elfin magic.
Sally's got that been in the kitchen look. I can see her got the eggnog.
So bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today.
It's true.
Like hammered in the middle of the afternoon, I guess, is where it's at.
Guess so.
Do we got a news story or not? Or should we go right into
Christmas.
The...
Oh, what? I'm drinking up your radio show, Ham, is what I'm doing. You see one you like, honey?
Well, this is something that really concerns me, that the growing wreath-making industry results in theft of tree branches. Landowners in eastern Maine are angered by the illegal stripping of branches from trees by brush rustlers, and that's hard to say right now.
Congratulations.
Some people will do anything for a buck, says Leslie Thornton. She's a ranger for Maine's Forest Service. As the price of brush has gone up, more people are doing this. Can you believe it?
Well, you know, the latest thing on the Pennsylvania highways is that they're spraying trees with some really foul-smelling stuff that doesn't start emitting an odor until it reaches, like, 65 degrees.
Oh, nice. So you have, like,
people's
the stinky,
house. They get it home, and it stinks up their house all the way through New Year's.
Well, Dateline...
I like that.
Dateline Dravosburg, Pennsylvania. A mischievous man who police dubbed, quote, "the burper," end quote, interrupts police radio broadcasts with kazoo renditions of Christmas carols. How timely.
I bet the cops get away with killing
him. Intermittent belching.
Now, if a cop shoots that guy, they'll get away with it.
True. Yeah, but they got to beat up his car first. He does everything from sneezing to playing the kazoo to whistling to making, body-type noises. Lincoln Police Chief Ted Hazard said Friday.
Oh, look at those.
And the speculation is that he could be anything from someone who knows radio equipment to someone with an old police radio, he said.
to a cop with a sense of humor.
How about it?
How about it? Anyway, speaking of how bad it, we got
a uncanny grasp on inductive reasoning.
We got like 7 minutes to vibe time. We can.
Oh, great. Let's talk about ourselves and how we feel till then.
Let's get a few records out of the way. We got one by the Marshall Brothers, Mr. Santa's Boogie.
No fancy presents upon my Christmas tree. Don't have to fill my stockings. Bring my baby back to me. Bring my baby. This is all I baby need. Well, Christmas without my baby sure will be sad and blue. Well, no one. Someone to love me. Christmas is a special thing. I need your help this Santa, and you know that what to bring. Bring my baby, then my Christmas will be wild. Yes, I'll be looking for my baby when you come around on Christmas night. I'll be looking. Bring my baby.
Ma'ua e o ka'aina, kumula a'u, pama la la'elae, amina pua ho'omalu, anaka mele kalikimaka.
Whether you're spending your holiday with our friends in Hawaii, among the palm trees and flowers, or right here at home, the spirit and the sentiment are the same. In the spirit of this holiday, we send you our warmest sentiments. A Merry Christmas season and a Happy New Year.
Peace.
night before Christmas, and all through the dawn, the scene was deserted but for old Pops and Mom. There they sat hung in their big easy chair, goofed on eggnog, sherry, and beer. Sis and little Junior lie snoozing in bed, while visions of Cadillacs dance in their heads. Moms jumped up and said, "Pops, let's quit it to bed. We can't let Santa dig us with our eyes all red." Then out on the stoop, ooh-wee, such a clatter. Pops fled to the porthole to see what was the matter. His heart did the jumps and he fell straight back when his glimmers fell on a red Cadillac. Stashed in front was a cat cool as any, with a red beaver hat and a red cashmere Benny. His ground pads were suede shoes, and his red tweed vine cost heavy dues. He wore a red on red shirt and a white mink tie, some crazy rim glasses that covered one eye. Old Pop's peepers grew large, round, and white as he dug this crazy vista on Christmas Eve night. The cat leaped from his short and he laid down his sack. He began wailing like mad, the cool Applejack. Then up to the rooftops the Cadillac flew, and the cat in red followed on through. Pops was wigged behind this crazy scene, and before he was straight, down came the cat right through the chimney grate. A bag of jive he had on his back as he stood digging Pops, who was blowing his stack. His eyeballs were hid by some cold black shades. When Pops dug this action, he knew this cat was made. A king-size cigarette hung from his chops as he eased up close and sounded on Pops. "I'm the Bebop Santa from the cool North Pole, and I've been down since the days of old. I'm known all over from here to eternity, and a stud's mighty square if he don't dig me. So cast thy peepers into my righteous bag and see what insane object I shall lay on thee." Here's a record by Dez, cut when he was 2, a real boss arrangement of Ooyah-Koo. For Mom's a mink outfit, Chanel number 5, and for you little kiddies, my new book on jive. "So that's it, Pops," Santa did shout. Then he buttoned his cashmere and quickly cut out. Poor Pops was wigging and he was out of his head to dig this wild character who wore all the red. He ran to the table to cop him a drink, to quiet his nerves and to help him to think. Just then from below he heard a voice shout, "Have a crazy cool Christmas, but don't get knocked out."
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. Okay.
That goes double for us.
This is the Hound, WFMU East Orange. That was Babs Gonzalez, Bebop Santa. We heard Marvin and Johnny, and it's Xmas. And we'll put the Marshall Brothers in Mr. Santa Claus's Boogie. You know, one more cab driver in New York beeps jingle bells on his cab, I am going to, like, throw my entire bicycle through his windshield.
Mm.
Did you notice that yesterday?
Probably would have been the best use of my bicycle yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, boy, we're awaiting his vibeness, so it's time to
What
change.
To my wandering ears does appear?
Is the vibe tape.
But a miniature head and breath smelling of beer.
Hey.
Yo.
Roscoe, hello. Merry Christmas.
How goes it?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me. You're on the other end.
Oh, man. It's one of those days when, you know, this bad weather, you should be getting excellent reception.
Yes.
And I just about pulled a muscle trying to, like, step on the radio and the phone in order to... The only way I can get the show in is to stand on the radio and the phone.
At the same time?
Yeah.
God, you hate to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's coming okay at my house this morning.
It's another radio sight gag.
There it is, folks.
Wow.
Get a pen and draw a picture of it at home.
There you go.
And send it to the Hound.
Yeah. So, what is the Christmas vibe?
Well, the Christmas vibe is I've been trying to be mad all week, and every once in a while I get a little bit of help, but not all the time. Let's see. I don't know. Oh, I was watching a little football here, and I think that they got to change the conferences, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, because, like, Green Bay, they played an actual, you know, Midwest football game in, like, one-degree weather, not counting the wind chill and shit and whatnot.
And whatnot?
And these other, the Minnesota guys are up in the Homer Dome, you know. It's, like, 72 degrees, but it's 16 below outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they should be in their own conference, like a sissy conference.
Like the air conditioning conference.
Yeah, dome, sissy, conference.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. we're Roscoe, we're working on
speaking,
it.
Speaking individually and collectively for the Radio Hound organization, we agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's one of these live reports. I tried to make a couple of notes.
Well, uh-huh. You needed some eggnog, I think, maybe.
Is the problem that you can't read your own writing?
Can I pass you some?
No, I think the notes thing, I don't know.
Can we pour some eggnog onto the receiver?
That would be good.
Maybe it would help the phone, you know, connection reception thing.
It would be good. What else? Oh, yeah, I went to that gig last night. That was pretty amazing.
Sid Straw at the Knitting Factory?
Boy, they get a lot of money for that stuff.
$14 to get in there and, like, sit in rows like an assembly?
Oh, man.
Nice.
No thanks.
Did you have to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I've never set foot in the Knitting Factory.
It was like a dorm...
And I never will.
It was like a dorm party, except for at dorm parties, usually, like, gin and tonics are a quarter.
Uh-huh.
You know, because they're, like, sanctioned by the school or whatever.
And somebody will take off their clothes?
Yeah, no one took off their clothes.
Not even the fat girls?
No. They were there. There were some of them there. It wasn't bad. It was good.
It was good, bad.
Until
not evil.
Halfway through the thing, in comes this, like, little hippie chick who was dressed up like one of those, like, girls in Prince's band with all this stuff jingling on her, you know?
Sure.
And she has to sit... Of course, right next to me.
Stinking of.
And I've had a cold, and my head is all stuffed up, and she's stinking that hippie stink. You know, it's back
Close
with the thing.
Cigarettes, that whole vibe.
Along with that whole thing, and I just went into... That would be good. I would have sprayed her with a country-scented Lysol.
Yeah,
well, tear gas...
Well, scent too, the blue one.
If they're hippies, the tear gas gives them the authentic Kent State kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. And a reason to cry.
Yeah, I mean, they're too young anyway to be doing this, you know. It's sort of like that Grateful Dead, would you like to share my potato vibe?
Would you like to share my potato dude vibe?
Dude. Excuse me, dude.
Mm.
It's sort of a peace thing.
I also dig bluegrass.
Yeah, when Jerry does the acoustic set, it's when he really shines.
Yeah, that's what got my kid brother interested in the pedal steel.
Oh, man.
I give him credit for that.
What, did your brother get one?
No, he's working on it, though.
What, working on getting a mortgage
he's
to buy
stealing one piece by piece. You know that Star Trek episode where, like, the Enterprise guys, they get to the planet, and somebody, like, the previous expedition, they left behind a book about gangsters, so they get to the planet, and, like, everybody's
right.
A gangster? Right, I left behind a Buck Owens cassette last year at Christmas, and Andrew took it with him to Minnesota. And so now he can play, like, every Tom Brumley steel solo on a regular guitar in an open tuning, like, unbelievably.
Really?
I was like, geez, I should get one of those ones with the levers and the pedals, I guess, huh? I'm like, yeah, Andrew, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, they're only $3,000.
Yeah,
and they're not very good for your back, either.
Oh, well. Yeah, but he's a sit-down kind of guy.
Oh, man, until you got to move it.
He needs to keep busy.
He needs one with the pedals raised. He's got sort of short legs.
Uh-huh. Well, hey, that's about it for my Christmas vibe. I just, you know, was going to, like, close with a tune.
Okay.
Cool. So here, I got to put the phone down.
You want the vibes on or off?
Off.
Okay. Roscoe's going to sing for
big
us.
Amps.
Oh, man. Thank you.
nice, Roscoe.
Sublime.
Roscoe.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
And keep in mind, folks, he did it straddling the stereo and the telephone.
And keep in mind, he just hung up.
Okay, so I guess it's time for the bomb set. And our traditional Christmas bomb, we always start off with the Sonics.
I did what I should, hung my stocking on the wall, didn't get a thing at all.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, stayed up late at night to see Santa Claus, right, sure enough, don't you know that boy didn't show.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, tried to get a little kiss from a pretty little miss. She slapped me down, said, "Your jerk, this cold doesn't work."
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Cause I didn't get nothing last year.
All right. Getting half tight, one hand will slap you back, the other one will take you down.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Alright!
You're tuned in on Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm happy as can be. I'm waiting down here at your store. Guess where? Tell him, friend.
Minute, what are you mice doing in here?
Mice?
This is our session. We came in here to make a Christmas boogie.
Who do you think you're talking to?
This is 1968, brother, not 1958. Now, you mice gotta get it together. Now, if you want to hang around here, you just gotta be quiet.
Mice? Who are you calling mice? We're chipmunks.
All right, chipmunks. Cool it now, listen.
Christmas is a time when you're supposed to have lots of cheer. I said Christmas is a time when you're supposed to have lots of cheer. I got the blues for the world with all its troubles and fear. Now here is one thing that the heat would like to give to you. I said here is one thing that the heat would like to give to you. A little Christmas boogie will chase away your blues.
Chase them away, brother! Hey, Alvin, where are you at?
Come on, Alvin! Stay out of it!
Yeah, Alvin. Be quiet. They really turned me on, I believe is the expression.
Listen, Alvin, get with it. Try some of this.
Oh, well, it's Christmas time, the best hope you ever have. I said it's Christmas time, the best hope you ever have. With a little Christmas boogie, life won't be so bad.
Oh, yes, brother,
man. Do the Christmas boogie.
Yeah.
Do the Christmas boogie.
Oh, yeah.
I said, brother, do the Christmas boogie. Come on, Alvin. That's it, you got it, you got it. Merry Christmas, Alvin.
Merry Christmas, man.
Ah, I'm gonna boogie, Alvin. Feel the breaking day. Gonna boogie all the way to New Year's Eve, brother. You got it, you got it.
Merry Christmas, man.
Shake it, Alvin.
I'm shaking.
Shake it, brother.
was stirring, not even a mouse. All the stockings was hung by the chimney with care, in the hope that Saint Nicholas soon would be there.
It was fun to browse around the Christmas gift shop. There are so many, many gifts to see. There are wonderful toys for little girls and boys, and gifts for the entire family. It was fun to browse around the Christmas gift shop to get ideas that'll help you, you'll agree. There are goodies to eat,
delicious candy that's sweet,
and shining lights for your Christmas tree.
Wishing you and yours the most joyous of holiday seasons.
God bless us,
everyone.
Thank you.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Short Christmas bomb this year.
Well, that's because neither Neil Young nor the Stooges ever did Christmas songs.
No. Spinal Tap, Christmas with the Devil. You know, I know they were a comedy routine and everything, but they're pretty indistinguishable from stuff that passes off as serious.
Yeah, the so-called real thing. Yeah.
Speaking of which, we had a phone call from Ronnie James Dio.
Excellent.
Yeah. Can't he...
Excellent! Excuse me, I didn't say it right.
Effin' excellent.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks to Nitro Nick who lent me the Spinal Tap single.
Yeah.
Can't Heat and the Chipmunks in the Chipmunk song Can't Heat Boogie combo.
The collaborative coming to consciousness of the 60s, definitely.
Yeah, and the Sonics, Don't Believe in Christmas. So I didn't get nothing last year. Hey, hey, hey.
Except a fungus.
How about that Roscoe with the White Christmas?
Yeah, but so far, three people we know have gotten beds for Christmas.
Who's the third?
Wild Girl and Hayes.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Wild Girl.
Yeah.
She's filling in for me next week while I'm lying on the beach.
What, she's going to be lying on the beach for you?
No, I'm going to be lying on the beach. She's going to be here manning the board.
Much better deal, yeah.
Mm. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We didn't retire, even though Boozoo didn't show.
Oh, it was an idle threat.
Well, it's just that Saturday. We just found out that Saturdays in New York are so unpleasant.
Yeah, there really isn't much to do.
But
and, of course, with the holidays over, the traffic isn't going to be so bad. So.
Yeah, and face it, February ain't nothing to do anyway.
And it's another great opportunity all next year long for you, the listeners, to get us paying jobs in this field.
Yes, please.
So we can get the hell out of the business that we're in.
Yeah. We got to give away 2 more Sleepy La Pork tickets.
We got to?
Well, we don't have to, but we might as well.
I like the endurance race last time. Folks, the last time, that what we ended up doing is, rather than actually bugging you on matters of trivia, it was just a matter of who hung on long enough on the phone.
Yeah, the first callers, who hung in there for the most rings.
Yeah.
And,
I still think the person who hung in there long enough, I don't know. Didn't get it.
Well,
you know?
We'll never know. So this time, I guess we have to ask a trivia question.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what.
I give up what?
Tell me.
Nah.
Okay. How about. You know, I don't like that one either. Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
That trick never works.
We got carrots.
I just ate them.
Non sequitur world headquarters, folks. Uh-huh. We're in it.
Blah blah blah. This is WFMU East
Orange. No question about that. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Talk about cows.
Yeah, let's see.
Trivia.
Trivia?
News.
Sleepy La Beef trivia?
I know. What size of bed did Wild Girl get?
What size of bed did Wild Girl get?
What size
for
of
Christmas?
Bed? It's like old English. The Chaucer influence.
And you
Radio
win two
Adams.
Tickets to see Sleepy La Beef at the Strip tonight, 205 West 14. 678-7743. Let's go right into Soul Caboose. Okay. And this one goes out to Wild Girl because she requested it, but it's my favorite. I would have played it anyway. Clarence Carter and Backdoor Santa.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like that.
I know. I found that out. Oh, wrong damn tape. Hold on a second. You know what? We're going to have to take these calls on the air because I, I just totally messed this up. Okay. Oh, man, you know, I just totally messed this up. I had the Soul Caboose pre-programmed. Oh, the tape went backwards. No, we won't have to take the calls on the air. I think it'll work out. No, what the hell is going on with this tape? Man, Jonathan warned me that this tape deck was doing funny things, but I didn't think they were that funny. Oh, we are going to take calls on the air. What's the matter there, Sal? You don't want
to
take them on the air?
We'll get to it.
Fine.
Okay, we'll take them on the air.
Okay.
While we're waiting for Soul Caboose
to pull up into the station.
You know, I'm going to do it on my little...
You're going to do what on your little...
Man, you know... See, if we were on a real radio station, we wouldn't have to do this ourselves.
If we were on a real radio station, we'd be fired by now.
No,
well, that's true.
Hey, what's your answer? What size bed did Wild Girl get?
Well, I think she's got a queen-size bed because she's queen of the Go-Go Girls.
You won.
We have a wiener.
Okay, I'm
a wiener.
Are you actually going to go to the show, young man?
I just want to know, did you know?
What?
Did you know or did you guess?
It was a wild guess.
All right.
Good job, Hoss. You haven't been peeking in a window.
This guy's voice sounds familiar.
Uh-huh.
Do I know you?
Who are you?
Oh, okay.
Are you the hound?
I'm going to put you on hold. You're on the air, by the way.
You got to give us your parents' phone number, though, so we can call them and talk to them about...
Yeah, about beds.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to put you on hold, because if you tell me your name on the air, someone's going to swipe you.
One of our friends will sleaze.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, okay, I'll get your name when we get off, Mike.
Okay, thanks.
Now
into limbo with him.
Now, how are we going to kill the rest of these 38, how long it takes for me to get this thing? You know, I prepared this on tape so I can eat right now.
I know, and you haven't even...
You kind of intercoursed up then, I guess, huh?
Yeah, well, no, you know what it is? The tape deck completely...
But we've touched it.
I had
you didn't hurry, we're going to touch it
I dragged
it
Charlie on it.
I have the record back for Santa, which I'll queue up, and then we'll just...
How about it?
I do have the
record. We'll agree to disagree. We'll meet in the middle. We'll compromise in honor of this holiday season. Let's call it a Radio Hound ceasefire, shall we?
Yeah.
We'll come up out of the trenches, and we'll play soccer.
There it is, backdoor Santa.
God damn it.
Where? I don't see it. This stupid record...
The break of day. They call me backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys go out to play. Look at him. Ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. Look at him. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. But look at him. I come running with my sack, girl. Every time you call me dear. I keep some change in my pocket. And if the children at home, give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. I leave the back door open in case somebody smells a mouse. And wouldn't old Santa be in trouble if ain't no chimney in the house? They call me back door Santa. I make my run about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys go out to play. That's what they call me on. Backdoor Santa. That's what they call me. They call me Backdoor Santa. And I like them to call me that. I carry a mean sack. That's what they call me. They call me Backdoor Santa. And I like them to call me that. Backdoor Santa. That's what they always call me. They name me Backdoor Santa.
Now we're settled in the living room of Miss Joan Crawford's tastefully decorated home. A colorful Christmas tree at one edge of the room is almost snowed under with packages. Across the white carpet on the other wall, a stately colonial fireplace is prepared for the flames that will be warming the room before long, and the mantle is waiting for the Christmas stockings. Miss Crawford and her children are seated on one davenport facing me. Miss Crawford, my listeners and I are so pleased that you've invited us in to share a few moments of this Christmas Eve with you.
We're very happy to have you with us, George.
Suppose you start, Miss Crawford, by introducing your children to our radio audience.
This is my eldest daughter, Christina.
Hello, everyone.
And my son, Christopher.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. A Happy Merry You.
Santa's got a brand new bag.
Come on, children, take the train and see. It's oh so fat, but it's big, it's prickly. There ain't no train. Santa's got a brand new bag. Come on, children, take the crazy scene. the heat's back, but his beard is still clean. He ain't no train. Santa's got a brand new bed. He's gonna take, he's gonna fly. Don't play him cheap, cause you know he ain't shy. He's throwing a monkey, the mashed potato. Jump back, Jack. See you later, alligator. Come here, children. Take the crazy seed. He's also fat, but his beard is pretty clean. He ain't no train. Santa's got a brand new bag. He's gonna take it. He's gonna fly. Don't play him cheap, cause you know he ain't shy. He's throwing a monkey, the mashed potato. Jump back, Jack. See you later, alligator. Come here, children. Dig the crazy scene. Oh, so fat, but his beard is still clean. He ain't no dread. Santa's got a brand new bag. Santa, he's gonna take. Santa, he's gonna take. He's gonna twist just like this. He's gonna tie every day, every night. But hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. I said you're uptight. Yo, I'm a saint. You're all right. You got the power. Power to give. To give the gift. To all the kids. Santa, 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 Santa. Mr. Santa Claus. Santa Claus. You're all right. All right. We love Santa. Santa Claus in his sleigh with his reindeer, his great big new bag. Everything, his chimney, his reindeer, Rudolph.
Christina, do you and your brother and sisters send presents to lots of people at Christmas time?
Yes, we do. But besides giving to our friends, we like to send presents every year to boys and girls in other countries across the ocean.
You talk about Santa Claus. You want to know what it's all about? Santa Claus got drunk last night. Everybody tried to throw him out. But I want to tell you, folks, it all again. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good gin. Now while I was with him, I named a few. I left to name some of them whiskeys that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the H&E down in Mid Springs Valley where the crab tree grows. Old granddaddy bought a rocking chair for Mr. Boss. One day we're rocking in the mellow breeze. The rocking chair broke and threw him bottom up. He jumped up thinking about his old drum. He saddled his white horse. Said he's going over to Johnny Walker. He swam the three rivers. Past the cabin still. On his way over to Johnny Walker's. See some of the old hornfield. The other Johnny Walkers are bringing their yellow stone. I'm going down to Canadian Club and getting me a chaser. Come back and kill the old crow. That's when the white horse stumbled up like beauty in the front of the Wilkins family. That was a disgrace that old teacher with the red bud. He tell everybody in town except Paul Jones. He was wearing four roses and had seven crowns. The pride of watching stop was up in Cave Hollow, watching the white swan swim down Sunny Brook and empty in the Green River when a rum got after him, chasing down 76 up 51 through Champagne Velvet. Made him catch up a slow gin. lose 20 grand. Now he's out in old California poet. Mr. R.W. Harper and old Log Cabin. Sleeping on the three feathers. Santa be around next year. See you later, my friend. I couldn't help it. I was loaded on this good Gordon G.
It's easy to see, looking over the gigantic group of packages under the tree now, that the youngsters will have enough presents to keep them busy for months.
Yes. You see, I don't let them have all their presents at one time. They'll get to play with them all, you know, all day tomorrow. And then we put a large group of them aside. From tomorrow on, they earn their gifts.
How do you mean they earn them?
Well, if they stay on their good behavior, they're given their choice of what present they want next. Christopher had his birthday in October, and he still hasn't received all of his presents.
Merry Christmas to you, Kathy, Cynthia, Christopher, and Christina, and of course to you, Miss Joan Crawford. Thanks again for allowing all of us to share a part of your Christmas Eve.
Thank you so much, George. Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners.
Soldiers fighting the war. Won't be home for Christmas Day, so this is what they'll say.
This is the time of the year that we love so dear. Let it be jingle bells.
I want to hear jingle bells, baby.
I want to tell y'all that it was all right with me.
All right, now, baby.
Oh, yeah. But I want to tell you, I remember when everyone was so happy.
So happy, baby.
Everybody was so gay.
My,
been waiting for so long.
It won't be merry.
It won't be this year, baby.
It won't be merry this Christmas time.
No, no, baby.
There'll only be friends and loved ones.
Friends and loved ones.
Friends and loved ones. Friends and loved ones all around me die. I want to tell you now, I know that I can't help from feeling badly.
I feel badly, baby.
In a foxhole, sadly.
I'm in a foxhole, baby.
Everybody fighting madly. Will it ever end? If everyone, everyone will be free. I want to tell you, I can't let it bother me. May never see.
Oh, my glad I'll see you, baby.
Maybe, maybe I won't be home this time.
I know I won't be home.
But the bells will ring silent night in this heart of mine.
The bells will ring silent night in my house, baby.
Yeah, now, I want everybody to know that I want my baby.
I bet you every day.
I want my baby.
Back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound, WFMU East Orange. That was our Christmas soul caboose.
With offers coming over the phone.
Yeah. Johnny and John, Christmas in Vietnam, Nathaniel Meyer.
Beautiful thought.
Mr. Santa Claus, Clyde Lasley, and the Cadillac Baby Special, Santa Came Home Drunk. Gary Walker's Santa's Got a Brand New Bag, and Clarence Carter, Backdoor Santa.
And again, so, folks, if you notice a leitmotif throughout all of this stuff, ignore it.
Check this out. We finally got this caller identified
here
at
cool.
FMU. And Sally got an obscene phone call. So we got this guy. He called twice. We got his number. Should we call him?
I don't know, man. He's just going to end up, the guy's going to end up cursing and, you're going to
get suspended. No, we should expose, we can actually expose his identity. Well, he's a Frank Zappa. You know what's worse?
Okay, he identified himself, folks, as Uncle Meat.
That's
which
worse
means,
than we got
rather than being
phone
a 250-pound single knucklehead record collector, he's a 300-pound
single
knucklehead.
Yeah, he's a Zappa fan, which means he doesn't have any girlfriends and never did.
You think
so let's call.
You think
come
it's
on,
Joey
let's call.
Now Joey's set up. He's got a great.
No,
nah,
it's not Joey.
Yeah.
I would have known. Okay, okay.
Bad
we
idea.
Won't call him.
We'll just save the number. We'll use it later.
Hey, Lori S got a tattoo for Christmas and
yeah,
her birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday,
Lori
S.
Lori's festive. Lori's excellent festive birthday Christmas ensemble is a vision in black.
Yeah. Really? Not to mention
shorts.
A black sun tattooed on her.
Yeah, excellent black like black solar number on her shoulder.
Yeah.
So you can pick her out of the crowd now.
Like a Mandela sun sort of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still think we should expose the identity of the nerd obscene caller. Well, we're definitely gonna turn him into the phone company.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ah, creep, moron. Ha ha ha. Don't make obscene phone calls in New Jersey. It's the only state with caller identified.
I'd like to radiate his helmet.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway, we got any more Christmas junk here?
What do you mean Christmas
like
junk?
Like news, announcements.
What are you kissing me off, Hound?
We gave away the sleepy tickets, right?
This isn't Christmas. But a man pleads guilty to pinching women and gets 10 years.
In jail?
Yes.
In what country?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, that
the nation of Oklahoma.
Sentenced to
Indian country.
Sentenced to 10 years in prison for pinching two women on their buttocks.
Wow.
He was accused of grabbing
the guy who in New York City, the guy lit the kid on fire, got 3 years.
Jeez, I know. Okay.
Well, does it say that
okay.
he emptied a revolver into their heads after?
Well, he had a previous record of, but the previous record was only for Well, hold on, I was trying to do this story, but you guys are just.
Sorry.
Okay, he was accused of grabbing a woman walking in downtown Tulsa and saying, tweak. The woman hit both.
How many years did you get for that?
Okay.
Well, the tweak is 5 and the pinch is 5.
All right. Hours later, he was arrested after another woman screamed and told police he pinched her.
Good tweak.
Because of his felony record, he would have faced 20 years on each charge.
Each tweak.
I don't know
each
what the cheek. Felony record was for. Oh, it was for indecent exposure. Excuse me.
Okay, so.
But sexual
with it.
Battery became a felony in Oklahoma last November. So the maximum penalty under the old law was 90 days in jail on each count, and now the guy's got 10 years. I mean, even I think it's that's a little tough.
Yeah, in Oklahoma they say sig howdy, folks.
You bet. Wow. On that note, we got a lot of Christmas records to get to, and we got a lot of requests for this one, so we might as well get it out of the way. Christmas in...
Sexual pressure, you know?
Christmas in the Congo, anybody?
I'm down for it.
Christmas in the jungle, everybody come. Join little pygmies having lots of fun.
Satchmo Armstrong, talking to all the kids from all over the world at Christmas time. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, ain't got no bail. And I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain. Suit my car to 75. Ran right into, you can guess who. And they say I'm lucky to be alive.
Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
Ooh.
You tuned in on Santa Claus. Why don't you make the most of this holiday season? Get things done early enough so you can enjoy yourself.
You made this Christmas my most miserable Christmas. Oh, yes. Darling, you made this Christmas my most miserable Christmas. I didn't know your love had cooled. I didn't know you could be so cruel. Darling, you made this Christmas my most miserable Christmas. You didn't tell me that you were leaving. You didn't tell me that you were leaving. I should have been the first to know. I had to find out from the strangers next door. Why did you make this Christmas my most miserable Christmas? I'm walking by the cold river all by myself. I'm saying to the howling wind, why did you put me on the shelf? If I only knew, oh, what to do, I would be crying. What can I do? What can I do? Why did you make this Christmas my most miserable Christmas of all?
This is Shirley Temple wishing all of you the happiest possible Christmas and hoping that you'll soon be back home. God keep you safe till then.
Child.
The Hound, and that was The Moon Glows, Hey Santa Claus. We heard Huey Smith and the Clowns with Silent Night. Charles Brown, Miserable Christmas. The Youngsters, Christmasing.
My family.
Youngsters, Christmasing Jail. That goes out to Agnier and John Gotti. The Marquis, Christmas in the Congo. My request. Santa Hound and his little helpers. What is my little helpers? Pound pile on the desk here.
Some alternative gift giving ideas here.
Okay, for you alternative
types, gift givers.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's a bewildering list of weird items. A $40 pair of, quote, earth-shaking dinosaur slippers, end quote. It says here they resemble the gigantic feet of the Tyrannosaurus Rex, and the slippers are equipped with a battery-operated sound box that emits a loud crash with each step.
Get me
kind of cool.
Get me those.
And dig this. There's, let's see.
That's sure to delight the parent whose nerves are still jangling from too much Christmas cheer the night before. But there's no need to worry about passing out and missing any of the party fun. I love this guy. If the hosts were lucky enough to receive a, quote, sound-activated party camera, end quote. While the owner is snoozing, this fully automatic battery-operated camera swivels on its tripod and starts shooting pictures in the direction of sudden loud noises, such as the laughter that Uncle Wally gets when his tie plays Jingle Bells. That's what we get for Snoopy.
Yeah, really.
Films.
Yeah, huh?
Let's see. Well, you know,
stuffed reindeer antlers for the family dog.
We've got a
pretty high concept. $3 million replica of Dorothy's ruby red slipper studded with 4,600 rubies and 50 carats of diamond trim.
I want those.
To commemorate the Wizard of Oz and, like, conspicuous consumption. I agree. Disgusting it is, my little off-mic friend.
How about where you get to name your own star or get your own mail?
What was that, Sally?
We can't hear anything.
You get to name your own whale?
Yeah, they have those things where you get to name your own star or you get your own whale in the ocean with your name.
Do you have to actually hang out with the whale?
I guess they tattoo it on it. I don't know. I thought that was cute.
Spot?
I'll take a whale, too. Anyway.
Alfie?
Let's get back. Let's go right into Blues Hangover.
You're surrendering, Hound?
No, the hangover's coming on already.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, what do we got queued up? Washboard Pete, but of course.
Mr. Christmas.
How else would we start it out with?
Begin at the beginning, I always say.
Washboard, you're on.
Well, you know Christmas is coming. I don't have any lies to die. Christmas is coming. I don't have a lie to die. Well, ever since I had you, woman, there's an hard luck all the time. Well, I have no money for Christmas. Tell me, what more can a poor boy do? Have no money for Christmas. What can a poor boy do? Well, girl, love don't work. I say, girl, I don't want you. Well, Christmas, Christmas. If I'm living, it's hard to tell. Christmas, Christmas. If I'm living, it's hard to tell. Give me no money. All she do is play around with me Christmas bell. Play it like for me.
Hello there, little ones. You see your old man dressed up as Santa Claus and can't get his belly through the fireplace? And you hang up a purple bulb on a tree and 3,000 volts go through you? And your brother made an animal cage out of your Erector set and Grandma can't get out? And someone opened a window while you're sorting stamps and all your triangles are flying around the house? And one of your gifts, a strange little shiny box, suddenly takes off and is now circling the Earth at 1,200 miles an hour? Is that what's troubling you, Tiny Tots?
Well, in the morning, yes, in the morning, ooh, in the
morning, baby. Whoa, Christmas morning. Everything's gonna be alright. In the morning, in the morning, baby. Yes, everything's gonna be all right. Bright and early in the morning, baby. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, underneath the mistletoe. When Santa Claus bring your present, your horn I wanna blow. Whoa, yes, Christmas morning, Christmas morning, baby. Woo, yes, everything's gonna be all right. Bright and early Christmas morning.
Hey there, Moppets. You see, your mischievous cousin Wilbur gave you a moose head with the moose still in it. And you ate so many candy sticks, your nose is green with red and white nostrils on it. And you just can't seem to piece together your life-size assemble-it-yourself ranch house. And you just got a pine needle right up your cuticle. Ow. And Aunt Bertie ain't come home from Macy's yet. It's been 8 days now. And your daddy chops down a pine tree in the forest and brings it in, and a big gray eagle flies out and won't leave the bedroom? Is that what's perturbing you, Moppets?
Put some mighty sad news, and I ain't got nothing to say. And I don't have nothing to say. My baby left me, started me to drinking on Christmas Day. Lord, I tried to fetch a religion, but the devil won't let me pray. But the devil will not let me pray. That's why I got to stay drunk, boys, all day that Christmas day. Oh, on Christmas day, you know that's one day I hate to have the blues, no kidding. But when she walked out and left me, she give them to me. So I got to drink them all. I don't even have a Christmas tree in my house unless she come home. But if she do happen to come home, I will enjoy this Christmas. Yes, run ya, baby, and let me tell you what I got to say. Please, please, run ya, darling, and Let Daddy tell you what he got to say. Unless you come back to me, I'll be drunk all day Christmas Day. Well, all right now. Jump, boy, jump, boy, jump.
Hey there, boobies. You see that smoldering yule log so wet and sticky everyone's gasping for breath while trying to look merry? And your Uncle Harold came in as a big jolly bear and your father shot him? And your little doggie swallowed some of them jingle bells and is driving the whole house crazy? And you went sleigh riding in a big blizzard and you can't find your way home. And while you're wandering in the fields, you get picked up by a big snow shovel and dumped into a truck headed for a nice cold river. And your little toy grocery store went out of business. Is that what's on your mind, boobies?
I wonder what Santa Claus gonna bring me this year. Yes, it's Christmas time. I wonder what Santa Claus gonna bring me this year. If he'll just bring my baby home, then that will ease my every care. Christmas is a joyous time. Peace on earth, goodwill it brings. Yes, Christmas is a joyous time. Peace on earth, goodwill it brings. But if it don't bring my baby home, tears gonna fall like showers of rain. I just want you to love me, baby. Hold me and be where you are.
Christmas. Bah, humbug. I can remember when six kids knock on the door Christmas Eve, they sing a bunch of carols. So they open the door, they beat your brains out and tie you up in a cellar. Christmas, humbug. In old days, used to snow a little, blizzards, icy winds, freeze your pants off. So you gotta get inside an air-cooled movie and pay a guy to drop camphor balls from the balcony to get the Christmas spirit. Christmas, you kidding or something? Humbug, humbug, I say.
Baby, I'm so
so glad to be back home. Yes, Merry Christmas, pretty baby. I'm so glad to be back home. I'll get to read why I'm so glad. I can still call you mom. Christmas Eve morning, mama, I was on my way back home to you. Yes, Christmas Eve morning, mama, I was on my way back home to you. But I know I was so glad, I know I had someone to come home to. Have a sweet little girl like you. Yes, I'm so great, my darling, to have a sweet little thing like you. But I really know I'm so glad, I know I had someone to come home to.
Was a day, scully whopping on them sleds, come home with a broken arm, but you didn't mind, it was that Christmas spirit. Snowball fights, team of hopped up horses pulling the old troika. Yes, sirree, Bob. Today Santa comes up in a Jaguar with Dundon Blitzen hanging over the fenders. A regular moose hunt. I tell you, bah, I tell you, humbug. Gift certificates. Christmas guy gives you a piece of paper. Parties. Used to get a nice big country house, play a lot of nice little games, ivy and mistletoes, all folks you ain't seen in years. Today, Christmas, you get a nice crowded office, see the same old boring people you see day in, day out, if they can get their mushes out of the booze. All of a sudden, the washerwoman looks like Kim Novak. Humbug on that kind of tripe. You remember the old Christmas cards? Used to get a card with a nice green tree on it, Santa with the reindeers. Today, Jane Mansfield with a bit of holly here and there. I tell you, barn a holiday spirit, humbug!
Christmas, baby. Babe, I heard you was doing fine.
past Christmas. Baby, you said you would always be mine. Snow is falling, babe. Baby, everything is looking so bright. Yes, the snow is falling, darling.
Back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound. WFMU East Orange. It's our blues hangover for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Hop Wilson, Merry Christmas, darling. Robert Nighthawk, Merry Christmas, baby. Jimmy Liggins, I want my baby for Christmas. Sonny Boy Williamson, Sonny Boy's Christmas Blues. Titus Turner, Christmas Munin. And we open up with Washboard Pete and Christmas Blues.
As promised.
We got 10 minutes left. We got a lot of records we didn't get in. So let's, why don't we just jam on it?
Play them.
Are you saying goodbye now?
No.
Oh.
We're going to come back and say goodbye.
Okay.
Okay? We got one. What do we got?
Fire away and fall back.
We haven't played the Hank Ballard Christmas record yet. And the Hank Ballard and the Midnighters on turntable 2.
Yes?
Don't forget us grown-ups at Christmas.
Golly, no, Santa. And I need a ring and a coat and a car and jewelry and clothes and a trip and perfume and shoes and a washer, dryer, freezer.
Il cuore del popolo italiano esulta di gioia nello spirito di un felice Natale.
Yes, wherever you are, wherever you go, as our friends in Italy say, the spirit of Christmas is in everyone's hearts. And from the bottom of our hearts, we wish all of you everywhere a Merry Christmas season and a Happy New Year.
Santa, Santa, won't you tell the truth? How come your eyes are green when last year they were blue? Oh, Santa, won't you tell me if you're so very wise? I came from Saks and Macy's, and who are those other guys? If you know all the answers, you should be ashamed. When every time you see me, you have to ask my name. Oh, Santa, Santa, won't you tell me true? How come your eyes are green when last year they were blue? Santa, won't you tell me why Rudolph's nose is red? And why I never hear you when I'm wide awake in bed? And why last year you brought me those coloring books galore, when everything I wanted you gave to the boy next door? Santa, 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 won't you tell me too? How come your eyes are green, man, when last year they were blue? Santa, won't you tell me how do your reindeer fly? Why you need a sleigh way out there in the sky? Oh, and if it's true you'll help us make things for girls and boys, how come I find those price tags are hanging on my car? Santa, 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 please tell me true, how come your eyes are green, man, when last year they were blue? Santa, won't you tell me how do your whiskers grow when over at the North Pole it's 98 below? I hope that all these questions don't get you by surprise, because I have a feeling, Santa, you're someone in disguise. Santa, 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 won't you tell me the truth? How come your eyes are green, man, when last year they were blue? Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, 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 how come your eyes were blue when it used to be green? All the green will turn to blue. Oh, brother, and don't you look at me with those bloodshot eyes, Santa Claus. Hey, Papa, do the word, Santa Claus.
Don't be fun, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Starr from Dallas, Texas. Hoping you're listening to this nonsense on The Hound Show at WFMU in East Orange, New Jersey. 91.1 FM on your blaster. Wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Christmas party in my upstairs flat. Just me and a little man who was kind of fat. He came down my chimney like an acrobat. He brushed off the snow and said, "Suppose we have a chat." He was kind of mellow, this chubby little fellow, so I offered him a drink. After three or four, we wound up on the floor. Man, he was quick as a wink. Friends, don't get excited. I could not resist, because all he wanted was just to do the twist. Thank you. while we were singing, he began to insist. In a kind of a daze, we tried the new dance craze, the horizontal twist. I sure don't regret it. It was kind of fun. He was the crazy twister, the sneaky son of a gun. But I sure got suspicious when he hopped in his sleigh. And as he drove off, I heard a deep voice say, "Up dancer, up prancer, tropical cancer." He wasn't Santa at all, but we had a swinging ball. That's all.
Oh, yeah, well, that just about wraps it up for another Christmas. You won't hear those records again for another year. That was K. Martin, and Santa's doing the horizontal twist. Where's my Christmas dogs? I only got one cassette deck now. Oh, Louis Prima, Santa, Why Are Your Eyes Blue? And last year they were green.
I think this year they're red.
Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's about it. We got Christmas greetings for anybody you want to, last minute?
No.
So I went running for the mic last time. No? Okay.
It's too late.
Y'all are on your own. I'm sorry.
Wild,
done what I could.
Wild Girl's in next week. Glorious is up next. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute.
We'll plant you in 90 and dig in 91.
And we announce the media star of the year when we come back.
The time of the year that it is. I'd like to do my favorite Christmas song of all the ones I've recorded. Well. Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is falling on the ground. Yes, I said it's Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is falling on the ground. I wish I knew the words to the song. I wish I knew the words. I wish I knew the words. You know the words? Oh, Lord knows I don't know the words.
You can do another one.
You can do another one. I ain't got no reindeer, no sack on my back. You gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. And the snow is falling on the ground. I'm gonna tell you about this here Christmas. Santa Claus is back in town. I'll have a Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. And when those snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start.
Oh,
Christmas tree won't be the same, dear. Ever you were not here with them. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling.
Get out of my way!
Really? And keep that raincoat buttoned! No, no, no! Get out of that on your feet!
You want to hear something?
Sneakers! Would you mind? Please, don't open that raincoat! Oh, well, speak up! Don't be a minicoop! Speak up!
You! Oh. You! Oh. Orange! No, today!